Hello and welcome to another episode of K-Pop Noir. My name is Poppy.
I'm Shelly.
I'm Ivy.
And today we are going to be talking comebacks. We're going to be talking about, let's see, the new Blackpink comeback, which is what everybody's been talking about. We're going to talk about the 17 comeback. We're going to talk about BTS's Japanese comeback, Stay Gold. We're going to talk about Stray Kids, and we're going to spend some time also talking about Hwasa. So I'm super excited. So here we go. We're basically going to talk about the song, and we'll talk about the MV, basically.
I think that we should start with 17.
Tell us what you thought about Left and Right, shall we?
So from the beginning, I liked it. Like, I thought it was catchy. They have a lot of solid vocalists in that group. Like, I didn't realize how many of them sang. And I was like, whoa. And I learned, I took the liberty of learning some of their names. So,
Okay.
I'm not going to say it. But just because I don't want to mess up on anything. Some of their names are like Joshua. But but I think that they really kind of popped off because I think probably because it's so catchy and it feels like a summer like anthem sort of thing.
Yes, yeah. definitely does. I feel like this is the first 17 video I've ever sat down and watched. What's the 17 fandom name?
Carrots.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Carrots, please don't come for me. It still bothers me that there's not 17 of them. I don't know why. But I seriously, at the beginning of the video, I was like, pause, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Why are there only 13 of you? Like, just throw another 4 on the fire. Come on. No, I don't know enough about 17, like, to understand, like, what their name means and stuff like that. So that's the first thing I always think when I think of them is, are there 17 of them? But anyway. Sorry, Carrots. Just being honest. I thought, like, so funny because immediately, as soon as the song started, I was like, it made me think of the Cupid Shuffle. And it just gives me that, I don't mean, like, in the way that's like, oh, they copied it or anything like that, but it has that same kind of vibe to it where it's like, I don't know, it's like Black barbecue, people dancing. Like, it just has that total kind of vibe, and I just thought that was great. Super catchy, and I totally agree with you, Rochelle. Like super, like, it gives off this really, like, summer type of vibe.
Left in, right.
Exactly.
Almost a banger.
I thought the lyrics were really cool, too, and we'll talk about the music video a little bit, but, like, I thought the music video along with the lyrics were really interesting as well, because it seemed to be a lot about, like, you know, I don't know, just laughing, being loud, celebrating your victories, and remembering that you're not alone. And I just thought that was, like, a really cool message to, like, give to people, which was great. Ivy, what did you think of the song?
At first, when I heard it, I was like, okay, this is kind of cute. Like, it was cool. But then I listened to it, and I was like, left in, right. Like, I thought I was like, this is the best song ever. I didn't watch the music video. I only watched the dance version of it, which is still good.
It looked like a lot of them. And I know there's 13 of them.
I was watching it. I was just like looking at them. And I was like, they look like they're having so much fun. And then Joshua came up on the screen. And I was like, sir, you need to chill out. Because I had to look up his name.
Oh, Lord.
I had to look up his name and everything. I was like, who is this man? Let me know. And then I found out Joshua.
Who is this man?
But the song is really, really catchy, and I really, really enjoyed it.
There's some I don't know who it is, but they did some ad libs in the back of some parts, and I was like, wow. Like, they were really good, and I'm gonna figure it out who it was, but, like, I was like, whoa.
So let's talk about the music video. What did you guys think of the music video?
The music video
was
a lot. The music video was a lot. When I watched it the first time, I was like, "Oh, like, it was a lot. There was a lot going on." But I don't know. I didn't really understand the whole, like, racing thing.
I agree.
But like, okay, cool. And then they didn't do it. But now I'm kind of getting confused with the Stray Kids, because there's like drag racing in that one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. See, I don't know. I thought it was good. It was colorful and light and fun.
I thought it was the thing I liked about the music videos. There was a few, like, signs that they had up. Like, there was one sign that said, like, youth can change everything.
I didn't even read any of the signs.
And there was another part where, like, on the back of, like, they were dancing in front of this, like, brick wall, and it said, "Do your best." And then at the end of the video, they spray painted over that and it said, but maybe not sometimes. So I thought that was really cool. That's cute. Kind of like, do your best, but that, like, sometimes it's going to be okay to mess up.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, that was, like, a real kind of message in the song that I saw, like, in the music video. Like, one of my favorite bits was the bit with the boy that got in the car that there was, like, a rocket. And so he's in the car and the rocket, like, goes off, the car does, and then you see it, like, go off in the distance and crash. And then the music video is, like, over, and then all of a sudden you see this car, and you see him get out of this car, and the music starts again, and he just starts doing the dance, the last dance, right? And I just thought that was so funny, and, like, just so kind of, like, you know what? Shoot for the stars. Sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not, but even if it doesn't, like, keep going. And he just got out of the car and just started dancing, and I just thought that was really cool. So I really enjoy the music video.
Sounds like it was
fun. So maybe you should watch that, Ivy.
I will.
Sounds like it was fun.
Let me talk about this dance practice. Yeah, tell us about the dance practice. I'll just tell
you. Well, it wasn't like a practice. It was just like a dance version of it where they were like outside doing the dance and everything. Their outfits were really nice and everything. But, I mean, I've always like enjoyed all of their dances. Like, their dances are so like innovative. Like, they always be bringing it to the table. Like, I love 17, but
they
like
always be bringing it to the table.
Also Vernon, so King. But the dance was really good. I really enjoyed looking at the dance. That's something that I was like doing about like music videos, is like looking at the dances.
Cool. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out. I think, thumbs up for sure. And I think 17 is one of those groups that we would all like to kind of, like, I think we're going to do, like, an episode where we just do a deep dive into them. Because honestly, like I said, that's the first 17 video I've ever watched. And I haven't heard any of their other music. So we will definitely have to add them to our list.
They do have some bops. Yeah, they have some bops.
Okay.
Some bangers.
I'm ready, 17. I'm ready. Ivy, why don't you pick who goes next?
Let's go with Blackpink.
I knew she was gonna say that.
Blackpink. So, Blackpink. Amazing. Iconic. Beautiful. That's how I felt about it.
Wow. Okay. That was strong.
I loved the music video very much. I think that's my favorite Blackpink music video. They all looked gorgeous. Jennie's hair.
That was iconic.
It was great. something about the song in the very beginning, it was Jennie and Jisoo's verse. It sounded like another song of theirs, which is my favorite song. It's Don't Know What to Do. And I heard it. I was like, okay, this kind of sounds like Don't Know What to Do. I'm living for this. Ooh. So yeah, that it was like, I was really excited. So I just thought it was iconic.
Okay.
That's how I felt about it.
So I really liked the music video. Like, I thought the music video was amazing. I feel like their music videos are always like so visually pleasing.
Yeah.
And just bright and colorful. And the fashion is always great. They always look great.
The hair.
Yes, their hair is always great. Yeah. And so it's just icons. Like, but I just want to say, please don't hate me, because I know I'm the worst. I just felt like the song was okay. Like, I was a little underwhelmed by the song, and not like in a huge way. Like, the song is like a good song, but it's not like gonna be like on any Blackpink list I have, this song. Like, I feel like it's kind of only okay basically for me. So, and I don't know, I was wondering about this. I don't know if I was a little underwhelmed because it felt like we waited so freaking long for this song from them.
Yeah.
That it felt a little bit like almost impossible that they were going to be able to come back with something. That I think it just made it more difficult for them to come back because it's been over a year and people have been waiting. And that's not their fault. I mean, I blame YG like 100%.
That's for sure.
I blame their record label. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how are you doing this to Blackpink? Like, I just think, like, as soon as they finished Coachella, they should have, like, released a full album. Like, I'm astounded that they have not done that
yet. Yeah, they should have. I mean, the fact that they got to Coachella with 9 songs was...
Like, insane. Speaks to the power that
not
they
saying
have.
Yeah, that exactly, not saying like I don't know how they got there.
Yeah,
like, they're so good that they were able to do that.
Exactly, because I think they are great. And so it's like,
yeah.
I think I was a little disappointed because I felt a little bit like, I don't know, there are parts of the song that were catchy, parts that I really liked, but overall, bada bing, bada boom, boom, like, boom. Yeah, I mean, Lisa's verse. La Lisa is the best ever. I mean, so, and Rosé, again, with the vocals. And again, it's like, I think all of the girls are talented. I'm not saying that it was, I didn't like it because they did something wrong. I just, like, overall, the song's just kind of like, eh, okay, it's okay, yeah. And there were parts of it like the, look at you, now look at me, or, you know, look at me, and all that. Okay, I was like, okay. But the rest of it, I was a little bit like, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I love the music video. The song is okay, but I think, I don't know what I was expecting or wanted. So I'm excited for the album and hoping that, you know, what comes next is going to be great. So
it will be. It'll be great.
I think so. Please, please. My fingers are crossed.
Oh, we're hoping. Hoping and wishing.
Hoping and wishing. No, I, as I'm listening to the song in my free time, I actually really like the song. I don't know. I don't, at first I did, I guess, feel it was anticlimactic, but then listening to one, Sour Candy with Lady Gaga, and that one went hard. I know it's a Lady Gaga song. I love Lady Gaga as well, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't Blackpink's comeback, but it was still it was still really good to me, at least. And so I felt like that was really good. And then they did this, which I like listening to the song. Like, I like the beginning, it's great, but what really got me invested was Lisa, her in the music video and her in the song. She just really, like, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She's great.
And I love Jenny too, like,
yes, so they're all so great, like, I mean,
fantastic. That's what I was gonna say. Rosé and Jisoo's breakdown, their vocals together really suit me as well. And also Jenny, she just said the B word, and I was like, what?
She's still
I know, but I was still like, I was like, wow. And it, because it was quiet. Yeah, she said, bring out the boss. But it was just because it was like quiet, and, you know, the beat was on, and then she said, bring out the boss. And I was like, oh,
okay, Queenie.
So I think overall I really enjoyed it, and I also really enjoyed the music video. Their hair is what I was like, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Jenny's hair honestly sent me into orbit.
Jenny's hair, I love Rosé. I love that color on her as well. Yeah. That, like, ash,
really good
purple thing.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, I
they
think
deserve
great,
so much better.
Sure. Yeah,
they do
100%. They do. And so obviously too, it's like the music video, I mean, they've had, like, good God, like 100 million views in the first whatever, so they're like breaking records and stuff, so good for them. And, you know, here's to, you know, what's gonna come from the album. I'm super excited to listen to that. So
me too.
Blackpink. Okay,
you get to choose.
Yay! I'm gonna go for Hwasa. Let's talk Hwasa.
We're going in the order that I wrote these in. This is great.
Oh, okay, never mind. I choose. No,
that is not fair.
So actually, on the day we are recording this, Hwasa dropped the first single from her mini album Maria, and Wowza. I love it. Like, love it. I was looking at the translation and kind of looking at some other stuff. And I just think it's like, it's so deep. I think the music video as well is like visually, like, what is going on here? Like,
yes.
Is that a heart that she's got on the plate? Why is there blood on her shirt?
There's bags on that.
I'm so confused. I also thought the fashion in the music video, like the scene with her and the dancers, I mean, it just looked like a easy fashion show. Just thought that was great. But I did some research, right? Because I was kind of like, okay, what's the Maria thing all about? So Maria is actually the name she was baptized under. And so it's really interesting, like, the lyrics, because it's basically about her receiving so much hate. And so in the song, she's singing to herself, basically. The very first line of the song in the translation says, I ate so much hate, I got indigestion.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I
know, right? The chorus says, Maria, Maria, these words are for you. This night is shining, don't torture yourself. Oh, Maria, these words are for you. Why do you struggle so much? You're already beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was so cool. Like, in response to the hate and, you know, people speaking bad about her, you know, that she would kind of speak kind of good words over herself and kind of remind herself, like, you're okay. So, like, I loved that and loved the idea of that, especially because I think so often, like, we speak negatively to ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all do that where we're just like, oh, I'm so dumb and I can't believe I did that, or I'm never going to be able to this, or all those things people are saying about me are right. And the fact that she would, you know, kind of do the opposite of that, I think is, like, such a great message, basically. So, loved it. I thought it was really cool that, like, there's, like, a little, like, Latin music breakdown in the middle of the song. That was really cool. And it was like, yeah, I love that. And I love the fact that at the end of the music video, Mamamoo shows up. Like, yeah, all the other members of Mamamoo.
So cute.
I know. I thought that was so cool. So I loved it. It's definitely on my playlist. And I can't wait to listen to the whole album.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Okay, yeah, I was waiting for you to go. I had to talk last the last turn, I think.
Oh, okay. So, I really like the song. Everything that you said, I definitely agreed with. I think my favorite part were the male background dancers.
Because they were beautiful.
Like, yeah. First of all, whenever they started dancing, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, I could not, like, I know Rossa was on the screen, and I would look at her, but then sometimes I would just be like, okay, pop off in the back. Like, I was really just paying attention to the background dancers at that point. But then I'll be like, hey, Kwasa. Ugh. And then at the end, I thought that was, like, so sweet. Because, like, it low-key caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why is she just sitting there? I was like, who are these girls? And then they focused. I was like, oh, they're so sweet.
Who are these girls?
Also, what are you the Latin breakdown caught me so much off guard. But at first I was like, oh. And I was like, okay. So that's how I felt about it. I think she has such a beautiful voice. She is so gorgeous. I love her. So
she's great.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. I felt the same way about the song, like, because I just listened to it and I was like, ooh, this is really nice. And then I went back and I looked at the lyrics and I was like, wow, this is really deep too. And this is my first comeback with Hwasa, like, that I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, me too.
And honestly, I really enjoy it a lot. Like, I could listen to her sing probably all day.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the song and I really enjoyed the meaning behind it. The music video was great. The guy with the perm who was right next to her on the side. Also, that girl with the braids in the front. Yes. I was like, what? Okay.
It really popped off.
The Latin part also caught me off guard. I was like, oh. Okay, two songs in one. Go off, Kwasa. Do it.
I was about to start singing, and then he just turned back, and I was like, oh, I was kind of waiting.
You thought she would start singing in Spanish?
Right?
I was excited. I was like, yes. And then just turned, I was like, okay.
The Twitter girlies were being rude about it, I think. I mean,
the Twitter girlies.
Girlies are rude about it. Never mind. But overall, I really, 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 really enjoyed it. So thank you.
Oh, yay, Hwasa. It was the music video is definitely one that I just feel like lots of imagery and lots of, like, remember the scene too where she was like almost like in a straight jacket and it was like all the pencils were like pointing at her almost like weapons.
Yes.
And it was just like, there was a lot of like interesting imagery, or like she had at one point there was like a crown that was made of nails.
That was right next to her. And then the water turned to blood, right? Towards the end.
Oh,
the water that she was in, it got dark at least.
I will say
it got dark.
But
I don't, yeah, she does receive a lot of hate, and for her to write about that and also the hate that she receives from herself.
Yeah.
It's
an interesting message, and a message to think about, like, how do I speak to myself, and like, how do I take, you know, that? I mean, obviously, it's like the criticism she's receiving is on another level, just because of, like, you know, people want to write online or whatever about her.
She broke movie standards.
Here you go. But yeah, really great. Enjoyed it so much. Okay, who's next? We got
Stray Kids.
Okay,
Stray Kids.
Okay, Rochelle, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Stray Kids, you go first.
Me? Okay. <Yeah. laughs> In awkward silence where he's like, there you go, mate. Like, I did not know his voice was that deep until I listened to the song and he's like, Kukuloka Strip. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Oh my God.
And the way that he's looking at me too. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There was one other member, because I don't know them like that, but the Awkward Silence was the first song that like kickstarted me even liking Stray Kids. But this this album, because I listened to it. I know we're not talking about the album, but it makes me really want to like stan them. This album does. And there's someone, right? There's this other, there's someone else who's in, I can't think of his name. Ivy, you know him. Remember I showed you? His name's with the H.
Hyunjin?
Yes. He popped off. He popped off in it as well in God's Menu. Also, the lyrics of this song were really, really interesting about like how they're just like shepping up these great songs and these great things, and then like, I'm not telling you the ingredients. Well, really, we don't really like there's no secret ingredient. Like, we're just doing what we do because we're making great, like, we're making great stuff here. So that's how I thought about it.
I love that line, like, that where he was just like, we don't need a secret ingredient. Yeah, <he's> just,
we don't need it.
Okay, Stray Kids.
I have to go back. And I was like, okay.
Come with that confidence. Okay.
But overall, I really enjoyed it. And the album was good. We're all going to have to listen to that.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely on my list to listen to. I think, okay, look, again, this is the first Stray Kids MV I've ever watched. But I tell you, it was because the day it dropped, everyone, like, it anywhere on social media, like, went crazy. And I was like, what is everyone talking about? And then I was just like, okay, let me watch this Stray Kids video. And then it was just like, wow, okay, I can see why people are freaking out, for sure. Like, I think Stray Kids is another one of those groups that it's like, we should deep dive into, like,
yes, oh yeah,
because I've not listened to any of their other songs, and but if this is a taste of them, then yes, please give me more. I thought it was so, like, it was really interesting, the video, like, it reminded me, like, it gave me kind of like the vibes, the same vibes I got from watching This Is America by Childish Gambino, where it was like, there was so much stuff going on in the music video. You could like rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because there's like, what is happening in the background, you know, like while I'm trying to pay attention to Childish Gambino. And it was like, I watched this video so many times because it was like, even the opening scene when they're like in the kitchen cooking and the boy is like doing his thing. And then I'm like, what is he doing in the back? It was like chaotic, but like at the same time, like organized. Exactly. It was like, so I thought the music video was like really interesting, like visually. Like, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it quite a lot. The song, I think, is just so great. It goes hard, or hoard, as Ivy would say.
Hoard.
It goes hoard. Yeah, Felix, hello. I'm just going to step in here with my deep voice. And I was like, what? In the world, I was watching somebody else's video, and they compared him to Mufasa from The Lion King.
Oh my god!
Felix. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, okay, Felix, but love a man with a deep voice. I mean, yes, let's do more of that.
He also
but
yeah, has I thought Australian it was great. Accent.
Yes,
it was great. If my introduction to Stray Kids, great song, great music video. Want to know more about them, want to hear more from them. The dancing was great as well. Like the dancing was,
yes.
Like, and it was really interesting how it was like, oh, they're in chef outfits. Oh, they're in another outfit.
Oh,
and
they're racing.
Like, the lighting, like, there was some lighting. And what was it, the thing that kept saying, like, do, 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 do.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know why that makes sense, but it was just great, so.
Oh, God.
But yeah, definitely another song that I'm going to add to my playlist.
Okay, so my turn. I, like, knew about Stray Kids, like, since they debuted, and I can see how far they've come, because, I mean, I have heard a few Stray Kids songs. I'm not a Stray Kids stan, but it's just, like, this comeback is...
Wait, what? What?
I just couldn't find words.
Okay.
This comeback is very, very different from when they debuted. I can see that. Like, because when, like, their first song, it's just like, okay, I see you. And then this one's just like, it caught me off guard.
Okay.
It just caught me off guard. And,
okay, I see you.
I love that, though, because that means that they're, like, it's like they're growing as artists, you know? They're growing and they're changing and they're getting, which is what you want to see, right?
Yeah, and let me just say something about Felix's voice. It's like, every time I hear his voice in a song, it's just like it gets deeper and deeper each song. Because this one, I was like, okay, why is your voice so deep? Your voice wasn't that deep in the last song. And the last song after that, your voice was not that deep. And then his voice was just like, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what?
Oh,
why is he looking at the camera like that? Like, don't break the fourth wall during that part. Like,
don't break the fourth wall.
What?
And then
I've been looking into your soul, Michelle.
Yes, I love Stray Kids, and I really did enjoy this song. Like, I think I'm gonna enjoy every Stray Kids song that I hear. I don't think there's a doubt about it. I don't know why I haven't started singing them yet.
Get it together.
Don't do that.
I have a feeling because this song, like, I think this, obviously, like, so many people have been talking about this. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more of Felix's deep voice from now on. I did like this song so much, too, because I thought it was, like, it's kind of different from, like, a typical K-pop song. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I just found that it was kind of almost like a little bit of an alternative pop song a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I really liked it. So go Stray Kids. Another group that we will be in some future episode, we will be doing a deep dive into because we would like to know more about them.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. And last but not least at all.
Certainly not.
Says the ARMY.
The army fan.
Let's talk about BTS's Stay Gold.
You start.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
Okay, so a couple of things I noticed in this one.
Don't get caught slipping now.
Guys, I feel like if I don't say anything good, they're gonna come in here and beat me up. I feel like that could possibly happen in the household. So, first of all, I was like, hello, Tumblr aesthetic scenery. Like, I mean, there was one point when they were out in the field, and it was just like, this is like a screen, like a wallpaper screen from Tumblr. Yeah. Like, this is so great. But I really loved the, like, contrast, like how the music video starts, and they're all in these kind of, like, ruined, kind of broken down places, like houses that look like they just had a fire or something. One of them is like RM, I think, is like in jail or like chained behind some like fence or something. But I thought that was really interesting how it was like they made the progression from this place of like ruin to, you know, following the trail of the gold outside, which then took them to this place that was just beautiful. So I thought, like, video wise, it's just a simple video of them singing this song. And it just was, I don't know, I really liked that. I thought that was really cool. I think as well, like, when I listened to the lyrics, there was the second verse, man. I was like, wait, what? There was a line, and I didn't write it down, and I want to kick myself right now. But it was just great. And I think it's either Jimin or J-Hope that sings it. And they're talking about
J-Hope starts that verse.
Okay, yes. I think it's him. And it's, I don't know, the way it was, like, written, the line is just, like, I was like, oh, like, it was just really deep, and I just liked it. It was kind of like him saying, like, I'm coming, like, girl, I'm coming for you. He said something about, like, I'm coming into the places where your defenses are down.
Yes.
And I'm gonna, like, take you over something. And I was like, yes.
Like, okay.
Can someone say that to me? Like, yeah, okay. let's do this. So I appreciated the lyrics quite a lot. Vocally, so good. Like, the whole callback between Jin and Jungkook was just, like, really great. Like, they did it, like, after both of the verses, and it was like, in one of them it was like Jungkook started and then Jin would, like, do the echo, and then they swapped it in the second verse, which is really cool. The vocals at the really high kind of vocals at the end,
Jimin, so good.
So yeah, I really enjoyed the song quite a lot, and I've never heard it before. I know this is, like, the Japanese version of this song, right?
It's just, so the song is just Japanese. There's no Korean version.
Have I heard this song? I feel like
we've played it because it's been out. Like, this isn't, the music video isn't the first. I know I've played it in my room before the music video.
Maybe that's
out.
What it is. Because I was like, it sounded like, oh, I've heard this before. Where have I heard this before? But yeah, I really liked the song, and I thought the music video was great as well. So
okay. So like I said, I've heard the song before. I really, really enjoy the song. Like you said, the Jimin's vocals, he ate that up. Also, Jin did so great, and, you know, obviously Jungkook did fantastic. But talking about the music video, I really, really enjoyed it. Like you were talking about how, like, there were two different scenes, because the BTS universe, it kind of plays into that because the like the dark scenes are like when they're trapped facing their loneliness. Yeah, and then like it's like parallelism because like they're trapped facing their loneliness, but it's also like in between happy scenes. Yeah. And then once Tay touches the purple moss, then that's when the gold starts going everywhere. And I thought that was, I don't know, it was visually really, really nice.
Yes.
It was
so
beautiful.
Beautiful visually.
And then also that, like, where they're there and the gold is everywhere, touches, like, the tree. That part, it reminded me of, have you ever seen TXT's Magic Island, like, mini film or short film? If you guys watch that, like, it'll look like, because they're like in this like camping site together, but they hear these things because their backstory, and it looks like maybe it was a reference towards that. Like, it was super cool.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Okay. I mean,
connecting just now.
Tying everything together. Go Big Hit.
Big Hit's taking it, though. Like, I'm not even surprised if that is what's gonna happen.
Right? But no, I enjoyed the video a lot. Jimin looked fantastic, but Tay, can we talk about it for a second? Because Tay looked fantastic with his perm. His hair was long.
It's gonna be okay, girl. It's okay. Gonna be okay.
Go ahead, Ivy. I'm sorry.
Okay. So when the song first came out, I didn't know, and then I listened to it. I was like, okay, this kind of box. And then Tay and Jin started singing, and I had to stop because I was like, this is too perfect. Let me not listen to this at night. You know, like, I don't have time for this. And so, really, I listened to it, and the whole thing, I was like, yes, this slaps. And then I found out there was a music video. I was like, no. So I had to wait a few days before I watched it. And then I watched it. Let me just tell you.
Yep. You're gonna be okay. Oh my gosh. You can't even finish the sentence.
No, I love the music video so much. Too much, actually. I think my favorite, like, my thing about it is that, like, when they're by themselves, like what you guys are saying, they're in like dismal places, like run down places, like Jungkook's like underground. I don't know what he's doing, but he's under there, and they're just like by themselves.
sorry, I don't know what he's doing, but he's under there.
He's under where Tay is. I was just like, okay, Tay doesn't know that. Anyways, but, like, it's, like, when they're by themselves, it's, like, they're in a rundown place, and they look very, very sad. But then when they're together, they're having fun, so and there's just, like, and one thing, like, when, I think it comes from where Tay is at, and it goes under where Jungkook is at, and he sees the gold light, and then everybody starts seeing the gold lights, and then they all come together in the field, and I was just, like, oh, my gosh. It reminded me of Willy Wonka. I was just like, okay, Willy Wonka. But I was still trying to pay attention.
Wait, how did it remind you of Willy Wonka? I got a golden chick.
Right, wait, was it the gold or?
No,
well,
it was,
when,
you know, in the beginning.
The doorknob, like, the
no, in the beginning. In the beginning. Like, you know how in the beginning of Willy Wonka, I don't know, I have to explain myself. It just seems so simple.
I need to understand.
You know what, like, the chocolate river, and then he sings this song, and then they can eat the stuff. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking of
when they're in
else, just the field of lightning. That is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on Willy Wonka.
So
Willy
Wonka.
When they got him, they're like, oh.
I just thought everybody was going to know what scene I was talking about. I mean, it just.
And I had an idea, but.
I had no idea.
Interesting. Yeah.
When Auntie Poppy said something about Namjoon being in jail, it took me.
Sorry, he was behind like a chain gate.
Okay, it looked like he was in jail. It took me back to the BTS universe, and I had a moment. Like, I just like zoned out for a moment. I was just thinking of the whole music video. I was like, BTS is doing this again. Like, oh, no, I can't. So, but the music video. I really enjoyed it. Jungkook looks super nice. Jimin in the big, like, his outfit.
Jimin's hair.
His skin.
The length.
Yoongi?
start.
No, stop.
Yoogi skin. Stop. Yoogi skin. Jin looks like he's just chilling, like he's just living, like he's just there. Like,
oh my gosh. I think it's really cool what you said, Rochelle. Like, because I don't know a ton about like the BTS universe, but like even that idea of like speaking to loneliness, but then like, you know, and them kind of being separated when they're in that dark place, but then together when they're kind of like in the gold.
Yeah, and it kind of goes along with the lyrics kind of too, yeah, thinking so about
that's
it.
Really cool. Like, I love that. Again, like, it just reminds me too, like, how so often like K-pop songs are like poppy and fun, but like when you really pay attention to the lyrics, there's like so much depth to them.
Yeah.
And they're like speaking about kind of like emotional things and kind of, you know, those kind of common emotions that we all experience, you know, because obviously we've all felt lonely before, but I thought that, that's really cool. Okay,
oh, that caught me off guard in the beginning, though.
We gotta stay gold. Like,
Jungkook, shut up.
I was like, no, I don't want to stay gold. No, thank you.
Overall,
I really enjoyed it.
Overall,
10 out of 10.
I knew that was coming. So before we end today's episode, let us do our normal segment that we do in each episode, which is called On Repeat. And this is the portion of the podcast where we talk to you guys about what we're listening to this week. Like, what are the songs that we have on repeat on our Spotify? So girls, what songs have we been listening to?
Okay, I'll go. So first is Forever by EXO. I don't know. It's just like every time I hear this song and Chen, that's all. Ooh. That's all. Just Chen.
Hashtag John Day for life.
I love the song so much. I'm basically addicted to it. Mm. Also, this next song, I'm very much addicted to it. Superhuman by NCT 127.
We knew that.
I listened to the song.
It's such a good song.
And I heard it. I was like, yes, yes. And then I listened to the music video. And I just, like, I memorized. So I've just been streaming the video all day.
Nice. She has. She's not lying, guys.
She's not lying, guys. Rochelle?
Oh, me. So I have been listening to Just Us 2 by XOSC. Just, you know, because I was preparing myself.
For their comeback.
So I was like, let me just go ahead and listen to it live. So I've been listening to that song a lot. And then also, which is a great song. Maybe y'all haven't listened to it. Please go listen to it. And then Knock by Astro. Mm. I've been listening to a lot of Astro lately. Their songs are really good. And they have some really great vocalists as well. Like, a lot of their songs, I'm just listening to the discography and I catch myself like, what's this? Let me add this to something. Like, a lot of times.
Basically their whole discography.
Exactly.
Might as well just put it on a playlist, girl.
Pretty much. But they're really good. And so, yeah.
I know. Okay, so last but not least, me. Woohoo! So I have, in honor of Hwasa, who I'm becoming a huge fan of, I've been listening to a song that she did with Woogie called In the Fall, that is fantastico. And then you know, the XOL that I am, I have been listening to this week a song called Love Love Love, which is like an oldie.
Yes,
like it's on I think like their second mini album, but it is just Dio with the vocals, man. Just so good. It's just so great. And then I discovered, thanks to Twitter, thank you Twitter, that there are many acoustic versions of this song as well. So I've been tracking those down and listening to those I just love it. So I've been listening to that quite a lot. And yeah, don't forget that we have so many wonderful playlists for you guys to check out. There will be a link down below in the show notes to our June favorites playlist, and all of these songs we talked about today, we're going to add to that playlist. This will be the last additions to the June playlist because it's almost July.
You know what? We each have EXO songs that we have. I think we should do a EXO episode. This makes sense, you know.
I mean, I'm think ready. That should happen for sure.
I'm super ready.
I'm so excited about the XOSC comeback, full album. So can't wait for that. Maybe we'll do a whole episode when it comes to them, but. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that. But yeah, so we'll add these songs to that playlist if you want to check it out. We also have, what other playlists do we have? We also have an R&B. If you listen to our last episode, we talked about KR&B and some of our favorite artists and songs. So we have a really great playlist for KR&B, if I do say
that.
So
is a good one. To that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Even once we start a July favorites playlist, we will leave the June favorites for you to listen to as well. So definitely, definitely check those out. I think that's it for us today. If you want to reach out to us, feel free to send us an email at kpopnoirpodcast@gmail.com. Or Rochelle, why don't you tell them about our social media?
We also have a Twitter and an Instagram, both at the same handle. It's at K-Pop Noir Podcast. So go ahead and give us a follow and we'll follow you back. Guaranteed. And then if you want to, yes, guaranteed. If you want to reach out on like DM on there, we'll also reach back out to you. Like we'll talk to you, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Yep.
Guaranteed as well.
Guaranteed as well. Thank you guys so Thanks. Much for listening. It's been so cool since we started this podcast to really look at our analytics and see that we have people listening in all kinds of different countries. Right? So thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. We hope you'll come join us for our next episode.
Don't forget to stand wavy, y'all.
Yes, do that.
Stay tuned for our next episode and stand wavy, like Rochelle said, because they're great. If you haven't listened to their new album, you guys.
Oof. Banger.
Yeah,
we all just got copies of it.
Yes,
after we've listened to the whole thing, but like, oof, and the pictures. Okay,
we are so blessed to live in a city where there's a K-pop store. It's kind of a blessing and a curse. Let's be honest, because boy, have we spent a lot of money at the K-pop store.
We should have like a customer's discount.
Honestly, we should show them on our Instagram our collections, like each of our collections.
Oh, we should.
Ivy, you have to go get the rest of yours so you can show them
at the house.
Yeah, Ivy has the biggest collection.
Ivy is crazy, so I don't know about that.
If you give me a shelf, I'll definitely bring them over.
If you give me a shelf, she said. Okay,
well, you got to put it together.
We're going to say goodbye. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye, thank you.
Au revoir.